Welcome again to hear about the paranormal, which is all perfectly normal, and I'm your host, Richard Allibone. This week, it's about flotation tanks, which can give you instant relief from stress and much else besides. My guest runs a company that makes the tanks, and they have many people in London who use them on a regular basis. The company is Floatworks, and they build the isopod tanks here in the UK. Welcome to Tim Strudwick.
Hello, Tim.
Yes, hi there, Richard.
Right, I've just been looking at your website, which is quite impressive, I have to say. One of the things you say is you're the biggest flotation centre in the world. How about that?
Yes, apparently so, yes. We have 9 flotation tanks here at the Floatworks, and we currently receive about 1,200 customers each month.
So that's, actually, I used to work in London, so although I live somewhere out, I know the area, and I know that although you must be very sophisticated inside, the outside of your premises is just a fairly scruffy door, I believe.
Well, it's a door down a side street. Yes, it's a green door, and you have to buzz yourself in through an entry phone. And we're actually in a basement, which is quite good for us because it tends to be a little bit quieter when you're below ground, which is ideal for the float tanks. But a lot of people they come and find us. There's not that many places where you can go off and have use a float tank, so we find people are quite keen to come and find us.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. And I'm sure in London there's a lot of people that get a lot of benefit, you know, for these hardworking businessmen and all that sort of thing. Yeah. Perhaps you could tell me about the actual tanks themselves. They're a fiberglass tank, I believe, with a lid which comes over the top. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes, they're sort of a pod shape, sort of a little bit futuristic, I guess, a bit kind of egg-like. It's like a big enclosed bath, I guess.
Yeah, and people lay in the bath in warm Epsom salted water.
Yes, it's a super saturated solution of Epsom salts, and it's heated to skin temperature. It's actually when you look at the water, it looks just like normal tap water. When you actually touch it, it tends to be perhaps a little bit sticky and a little bit slippery. It's quite sort of viscous, I guess is the correct word.
I did wonder, actually, why they don't use sugar, which is a lot cheaper than Epsom salts. Do you know the answer to that?
Well, the Epsom salts, actually, there's actually quite a lot of benefit from using magnesium sulfate, which is Epsom salts. Most people tend to be magnesium deficient, and it's actually quite difficult to absorb magnesium through food. So by lying in an Epsom salt bath, that's a really good way of getting magnesium into your body. And magnesium is actually quite good for making quite a few important enzymes in your body, and it also helps with serotonin binding in your brain. And obviously serotonin is a sort of happy chemical as well. So I actually think nowadays, just recently, that before they used to think that all the benefits from using a float tank came from the isolation and from the simulated sort of zero gravity. But they also started to believe now that the magnesium sulfate is actually playing quite a big part in the benefits.
Yeah, oh well. Yes, I believe all this was started about 1970, by Professor John Lilly in America.
It was, yes. He was experiment. You know, he was doing. He was a neuroscientist, and he was looking into the effects of reducing stimulus. I think at one point they thought that if you reduce stimulus, then you'd go completely mad. And in fact, the opposite is true. You actually calm down and can feel very relaxed by the whole thing.
Yeah. And And he took, I believe, about 20 years developing the thing, or developing the system, because there's more to it than just a tank with some salty water in. You must have filtering and warming systems in place. Perhaps you could tell us about
that. We do,
that.
Yes. Yes, I mean, we actually build our own flotation tank. It's called the Isopod, and we've been selling these for the last couple of years. And we've been off to, we've got multiple locations in America where we've installed these tanks. We've also been off to Japan on three occasions, and we've been to Taiwan and quite a lot of European destinations as well. And today, everyone that's bought tanks from us is actually doing very well. You know, they're making a viable and profitable business from operating the tanks.
Yeah, and they're made in the UK somewhere.
They are made in the UK. Yes, we've got a couple of metalworking factories that we work with, and a big fiberglassing company down in Dorset. And they make sort of super yachts and that sort of thing. So they're ideally suited for making fiberglass components. And then we've got another company up in Reading, and they make all the electronics for us. So we're very happy at this point to be building the tank entirely in the UK.
Yes, and of course there's quite a lot of additional equipment. As you say, you have to have. It is a filtration plant, is it?
Each tank is fully self-contained. There's a heater, a filter, and also a pump, and we also have an automatic disinfection unit on there as well. Because of the higher levels of Epsom salts, it's virtually a sterile environment in its own right, and we just maintain a very low disinfectant level, which guarantees that it's. There's absolutely no bacteria in there at all, which when you compare that to the water that perhaps comes out of your tap on the wall, you know, there is bacteria in there, but the tanks are, we often get the water sent away to be tested, and it's always comes back as zero.
Mm. Yes, that's, well, it has to be kept that way, I guess, otherwise there'll be complaints. Now, but my particular interest, how I came to all this, is from the psychological point of view. A book I published some years ago, I mentioned John Lilly's work and so on, but I wasn't aware that it had become almost a big business. You know, I wasn't aware it was well known throughout the world and so on, and is presumably becoming increasingly important, stress relief and meditation and all the rest.
I'd like to take a couple of minutes to discuss other important points about flotation. It might be thought that the loss of all sensory input might be boring, but it certainly is not. It is certainly something very unusual, and great claims are made for it, such as pain reduction, relief from stress or depression, that it promotes creativity, and it is more restorative than a good night's sleep. But these are not idle claims. It's said that after an hour just floating, it seems the world has changed in your absence. But you see, it's you that's changed, although it's very difficult to be sure how or why. Sensory deprivation generally allows serious deep meditation or hypnotic trance, which are both the same thing. I've discussed hypnotic trance and meditation at great length in my book, Sublimity, concluding that, in effect, they are the same thing. Flotation automatically brings on meditation, or the self-hypnotic effect, which the person can use to his advantage, but it does need advice, thought, and training to make the best use of it. Another thing is it can bring on an instant mystic experience or enlightenment, which does need some understanding. And this I discuss in my book again, Sublimity. With no input from the five senses, it is said that the sixth sense can sometimes be accessed. In other words, some ESP may be experienced. Personally, I believe this to be true, as all the evidence seems to tie up. I'm told that the CIA conducted remote viewing experiments in flotation tanks and had positive results. It's all quite amazing, but it goes to show that paranormal things really are quite normal. But now, let's get Tim to come back on.
Looking on your website, you have a whole list of advantages of using a flotation tank. Perhaps you could tell us about one of those.
There's an awful lot of advantages from using a float tank. And in fact, we've been running our float centre since 1993, and it's almost a lot of it is almost too good to be true, to be honest with you. If we were to list all of the sort of benefits that people seem to get from using a float tank, then I think probably most people wouldn't believe us, and it's almost like one of those sort of, we'd sound a bit like a sort of snake oil salesman. But mostly float tank use is very good for stress. Someone's stressed and you put them in a float tank and they have a few sessions, then they'll certainly start to feel de-stressed. In some occasions, the effects can be quite profound and uplifting. We sometimes get people coming out of the tanks and they're almost in a state of euphoria. You come out of the tank and your brain will quite often feel very clear and clean, and you can actually go into the tank and not consciously think about anything while you're in there sometimes. But when you come out of the tank, some things can be very clear. I think when people get stressed sometimes they get a little confused and they don't know what they should be doing next or what's important, and you can have moments of clarity when you come out of the tank, which a lot of people find it very beneficial.
Yeah, and really it's all about a sort of instant meditation system. That's really what it amounts to, I believe.
Yes, it's a shortcut to meditation. It's a cheater's way to meditation, really. When you're meditating, you're trying to sort of escape from yourself, and you're trying to escape from your thoughts, and that can take an awful lot of time and an awful lot of practice to achieve that. In the float tank, the environment allows you to do that without too much effort. Firstly, because you're being supported by the buoyancy of the water. You float without any effort at all. You're able to completely physically let go of your body. So you can put your full trust and confidence into the buoyancy and really just let go of all the muscles in your body. Because you've got buoyancy pushing you upwards and you've got an equal force of gravity pushing back down the other way, you're in a sort of simulated zero gravity. So again, that's helping take the pressure off the body. The water is heated to skin temperature, which means that when you're in the tank, if you switch the interior light off, or if you're not happy and don't, if you just close your eyes, and if you're still, after quite a short time, it actually becomes quite difficult to tell if your body's actually in the water or if your body's actually out of the water. So your body just disappears and you just become aware of yourself. So you're actually isolating yourself from your body, and you're sort of coming away from your body and into your mind. And that's what you're trying to achieve in meditation. And normally, as I say, that takes quite a bit of practice. There's been reasonable amounts of research into flotation, and they've measured the sort of brainwave patterns and that sort of thing, and they've found that when you're in a float tank, your brainwave patterns certainly change an awful lot. You go into sort of theta and some delta and that sort of thing, and the brainwave patterns actually follow similar patterns to that's achieved by people that have been meditating for a number of years.
Yes, I do. I went to meditation classes many, many years ago, and I ended up with what I call ecstatic enlightenment, but it might well be called a euphoric experience, which you mentioned somewhere.
Yes.
And that it was very profound as far as I was concerned. And I understand is the sort of experience that some of your customers have when they go into this very deep trance.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, absolutely. I mean, it doesn't happen to every customer, and it certainly doesn't happen on the first session. There is, like most things, there is a little bit of learning experience involved. It's a learned experience, and because of that, if you come back on the second occasion, just because you know you're aware of the environment you're going to put yourself into on the second occasion, it tends to be an awful lot easier, and you tend to go a bit further with it. You certainly don't have the same experience there twice, which is kind of interesting, and that because of that, that means people come back time and time again, and there's always more to discover about the experience.
Yes. Do you issue sort of information about the euphoric experience and how best one can sort of train oneself to get into it or what the experience
we explain how the flotation tank works. So we have a sort of we give people a written instruction when they come in, just to explain all the functions and what to do and what not to do. I mean, obviously, you don't want to be splashing around in there too much because the salt, you don't really want to get that in your eyes and mouth and that sort of thing. We try not to give people too much instruction because we like people to discover how it works for themselves. I think sometimes if you give people too much instruction, then perhaps they're going to be trying too hard. Flotation seems to work best when people have not too many expectations and not too much instruction. It's something you kind of you can work out for yourself. So we certainly let people know how the whole thing works, and we let people know what to expect, but we don't go into tremendous detail. Obviously, once people have had one or two sessions, They'll come and start talking to us, and we can talk about the experience in more detail with them.
Yeah, do people buy the book, The Book of Floating by Michael Hutchison?
They do. Yes, we've got that available at our reception, and certainly that's a jolly good book for learning. You know, for those who want to learn more about it. So yes, we thoroughly recommend that book.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen the book myself, but in fact, today I was reading about Michael Hutchison and his life, which was quite traumatic. But he learned a great deal about meditation and trance and so on. Let me see. One of the things I was going to ask you, inside the tank, people have control of the light themselves. They can switch it on or off or dim it. Is there a dimmer on that?
There's not. No. You can switch it on or off. The other option we have on the isopod is that you can have an option where you can just. We've got a sort of one of these. We've got an LED light inside the tank, and you can have scrolling colours. So if you're not completely happy with switching the light off, then you can lie there and watch all the different colours of the rainbow slowly scrolling past, which certainly helps from a first-time perspective. When customers first come down to us, they tend to sometimes be a little bit apprehensive and perhaps even a little bit nervous. The idea of going inside an enclosed space. Some people, you know, some people are nervous about that. Some people obviously are not too keen on water. Some people certainly don't like the dark, and other people perhaps are even nervous about even being with their own thoughts. So there's quite a few things to sort of initially overcome. One of the really interesting things about the float tank is that once you get in there, the whole thing takes over very quickly, and people start to feel very, very happy and very comfortable very quickly, just being held and supported by the water is a very nurturing experience. And the other strange thing is that when you switch the light off, a lot of people imagine that they would feel claustrophobic. And in fact, the opposite is true. When you switch the light off, you get this tremendous sense of space, and it's almost infinite. It's like you're in outer space, just with the stars. We never have anyone sort of having a bad experience or freaking out in the tank. And in fact, quite a lot of people would actually, at the end of the session, after the hour, they actually don't want to get out. They're in such a happy, wonderful place. I think most of them would prefer to stay in there for the whole day.
Yeah, and you switch on music, I believe, do you, to sort of wake people up, tell them their time is up?
We do, yes. We play a little bit of music at the start of the session, which just helps people sort of settle down. The music doesn't really have sort of too much beat or rhythm to it, so the brain sort of doesn't sort of start following the rhythm or the beat of the music. We normally have 50 minutes of silence, which sounds like a long time, but in fact it normally goes rather quickly. And at the end of the session, we fade some music in quite gently, and that's just a signal for people to know that the session's coming to the end.
One thing, looking at your website, you offer a lot of extra sort of therapies and so on as optional extras. Well, that's fine. One of them is hypnotherapy. Now, is the hypnotherapy done inside the isopod, or is it always sort of outside as just a sort of one-to-one hypnosis system?
Well, we have a couple of hypnotherapy practitioners working from the centre, but we also have hypnotherapy tapes. And when you're in the flotation tank environment, you are in a very sort of hypnotic sort of state. And you're very susceptible to the suggestion while you're actually in the tank, perhaps more so than on a normal hypnotherapy session. So we have various recordings for sort of losing weight and stopping smoking and that sort of thing. And we normally get quite good results from that. So if someone doesn't fancy having a one-to-one treatment with a hypnotherapist, they can actually go inside one of our tanks and listen to one of the specially prepared recordings we have.
Yes, I had a fellow on this show who produces these tapes, and so I'm sure possibly some of those are the ones you use. Yeah. So that really, you do make use of the very deep hypnotic trance inside the isopod for hypnotherapy in that way, not personal as you say, but using the standard tapes that are or CDs that are available for hypnotic therapy. Yep.
Yes, we do. And the other thing you can actually do in a float tank is when you're in when you're in a very deep, as you say, trance-like state whilst you're in the tank, you can actually talk to yourself. You can actually in your mind or even out loud while you're in the tank. You can just say sort of affirmations, and you really do feel that when you're talking to yourself in this way, you do actually feel as if these statements are entering very deeply into your consciousness. So if you just recite that you are happy and that sort of thing, you really do feel as if it's going to make a difference to your overall general sense of well-being.
Yeah. Yes, I'm beginning to get the picture. having never been in one of these, and it's becoming more normal. It used to be 70 years ago was when these things were first being thought about, and nowadays, as you say, you have the largest centre in the world in London, and you're moving around selling them other cities in the world, which is jolly good. How about letting us have your website addresses so people can have a look for themselves?
Certainly, Richard. Yes, our Flotation Tank Centre is on www.floatworks.com. So that's just float and works.com. And the Isopod Flotation Tank is www.i-sopod.com. And there's a wealth of information about floating and the effects and the benefits and information about the sort of people that like to use the tanks. I suspect that floating is really starting to come into its own these days. It's because people are living very hectic lives at the moment. You know, there's a lot of stress around, and people are working perhaps harder than ever. And there's flotation is a really quick way of making yourself feel much better very quickly. We don't do any sort of advertising at our float centre. We rely very heavily on personal recommendations, and so I think something like 65% of all the new customers that come to us come by come by personal recommendation, which obviously is one of the best forms of advertising you can use.
Yeah. Yes, what's coming to my mind is the word taking off. The whole system is increasing in popularity and use in big cities, and I guess it probably will all over. I mean, I live in a large town, but I'm quite certain there's no flotation tank here. But I guess in a few years' time there will be.
Well, I'd like to think so, Richard. I mean, that's one of the things we're trying to do here. We're on a bit of a personal mission here, and that's the things that really drives us. We're very aware of how positive and how powerful flotation tanks are, and we're just driven to raise the awareness around the world and get the message across, and that certainly seems to be happening at the moment. We just recently installed 4 flotation tanks in a place called Frisco in Texas, and the guy there, he's only had the tanks for a couple of weeks, but he's having doctors coming down because patients have been in, had a float, and spoken to their general practitioners about that, and the awareness where he is seems to be traveling very quickly. Even though he's only open a couple of weeks, he's finding lots and lots of people coming down to see what it's all about.
Yep, and that is from your point of view, that's a very good thing. Well, thank you, Tim, very much. I've enjoyed listening to all this and learned a lot, and I'm sure some of my customers will have enjoyed listening to you. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you again. Bye-bye.
Well now, how about all that? So why is getting into a bath of warm water so special? It all started 60 years ago when John Lilly was investigating conscious activity in the brain at the US National Institute of Mental Health. He developed a system to reduce conscious activity to zero just to help unravel the problems of psychology. Today, the tanks are in use worldwide for people to reduce stress, but also to explore their own consciousness. It has been said that if everyone on the planet floated every day, there would be no war, no poverty, no crime, and no hunger. I suppose that's not very likely, but it does give a good idea of the power of floating, which is available to more and more people as time goes on. Of course, it's bringing more and more understanding of meditation, trance, and self-hypnosis, and the increasing use of float tanks is making these paranormal things quite normal. It does bring home the fact that there is a link between trance and telepathy, or ESP. The fact is, there are several different trance states that encourage this sixth sense, and one of the states of mind is when the other five senses are reduced to zero in a float tank. I hope you enjoyed this show. Listen again next time to Paranormal is Normal with Richard Alapone on webtalkradio.net. Bye for now.